looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Father, thank you that you are so good, that you have looked beyond my sin. You look beyond my fault. You look beyond where I was.
亲爱的阿爸天父，谢谢你，谢谢你如此的爱我，你爱我到一个地步，你不看我的罪过。
And you saw my needs.
你看见我的需要。
Right now in this moment,
现在,
God, we ask your presence to come.
阿爸天父，我们祈求你的同在。
We invite you, Holy Spirit,
我们邀请圣灵与我们同在。
To preach your word.
来传讲你的话语,
the words of Jesus.
耶稣的话语,
make our hearts soft.
柔软我们的心,
let us be transformed by this word.
让, 耶稣的话语来改变我们,
and we'll give you all the praise.
我们将所有的颂赞和荣耀都归给你,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告,
Amen. Amen. It doesn't take much to get lost at sea.
在海洋当中，我们可能不需要做什么就会迷失。
All you have to do is run out of fuel and drift.
你所需要做的可能就是用完燃料，然后就开始漂移。
In October of 2005,
在2005年的10月份,
five fishermen left the Mexican seaport.
有五个渔夫离开了墨西哥海港
to travel 30 miles into the ocean
横跨30英里去到一个大的海洋
and go shark fishing
他们是为了去捕鲨鱼
as they were going out to sea
当他们从海港进入海洋的时候
they ran out of fuel
他们用尽了他们的燃料
and began to drift.
所以他们就开始, 在海洋, 海面上漂浮,
from Mexico to the Philippine Islands.
从, 墨西哥湾到, 菲律宾群岛,
many searched for the missing men.
有很多的人, 出来进行搜救,
they searched for weeks with no success.
他们搜救了, 这些搜救队, 搜寻了很久, 都没有找到他们,
they could not be found.
他们没有被找到,
for the next 9 months,
然后在下面接下来的9个月里面
They drifted in the Pacific Ocean.
他们在, 太平洋里, 就是在这个海面上漂浮着,
eating raw fish,
他们吃着生鱼,
seagulls,
海鸥,
and sea turtles,
还有海龟,
and drinking rainwater that they collected.
还有他们喝, 天上降下来的雨水, 是用那些, 废弃的装, 汽油的罐子, 装, 收集来的这些雨水,
from old gasoline containers.
从那些废弃的那个装, 之前装汽油的这些罐子里面,
in August 2006,
在2006年的8月份,
three of these fishermen were rescued.
这五个人, 五个渔夫当中有三个获救,
but two had died at sea.
那两个人就死在了海中。
It doesn't take much to get lost at sea.
所以在海洋当中，我们其实不需要做什么，不需要花什么努力，就常常会迷失。
All you have to do is run out of fuel and drift.
所以你所需要做的就是 用尽燃料，然后你就开始漂浮在海面上。
Getting lost at sea is a lot like getting lost in life.
在海面上, 迷失跟我们, 生活中一样, 有很多的相似点, 我们在生活中常常的迷失。
Drifting away from the heart of God.
我们常常从, 神的面前, 神的心肠面前, 飘移开。
Psalm 1 illustrates the potential that all of us have to drift in life.
诗篇第一篇就有很好的这样的描述, 说我们在生活当中很容易就从神面前漂浮开。
The first drift that happens, the first drift happens when we walk in ungodly counsel.
我们的第一次, 漂移开, 就从我们开始跟从恶人的计谋开始。
When we begin to believe the lies of this world.
就从我们开始相信这个世界上的很多的谎言开始。
For example, lies that say we can define what's right and wrong for ourselves.
这个世界的谎言有一些例子，比如说我们可以来定义什么是对的，什么是错的。
Or the lie that I can judge others who struggle with things that I don't struggle with.
比如说另外一个谎言就是我有权利去论断别人，论断那些正在挣扎当中的人，他所面临的挣扎我可能没有遇到过。
The lie that it's okay to become cold and hard-hearted when people disagree with me because I'm right.
还有一个谎言就是当别人跟我意见不同的时候，我的心肠变硬以及我变得冷漠是可以的，因为我总认为我是对的。
The lie that I deserve to be happy as long as I don't hurt anybody else.
还有一个谎言就是只要我不伤害任何人，我可以做任何的事情去追求幸福，让我自己开心。
When we listen to this lie, we begin, when we listen to this lie, this type of counsel, we begin to stand in the way of sinners.
当我们相信这些谎言的时候，我们就开始跟从了恶人的计谋。
This is living our lives based on the counsel that we receive.
这就是我们根据我们所获得的一些观点、价值观来真的生活出我们每一天的生活。
The standing is allowing the counsel to sit in, sink in.
跟从恶人的计谋表示我们愿意让来自世界的观点，愿意来把它接收进来，让它萦绕在我们的心中。
We've walked in ungodly counsel and stood in the way of sinners, and then we sit in the seat of scoffers.
当我们先跟从了恶人的计谋，然后我们就会选择站在罪人的道路，然后就坐上了亵慢之人的座位。
The scoffers mock and make fun of children of God.
亵慢之人常常会嘲笑神的儿女。
Because the children of God believe in the power of God.
因为他们认为神的儿女很天真，他们相信神的大能。
The scoffers are fully settled into drifting.
所以可以看出亵慢之人已经完完全全的开始漂移。
They make their own rules and see no need for God.
他们自己给自己定下标准，定下规矩，他们看不见他们需要神。
So we see the progression.
所以我们看见这一步一步的进展。
First, we're just walking.
一开始我们只是行走。
And hearing the counsel of sinners.
听到恶人的计谋。
And then we stand and allow it to sink in.
然后当我们愿意相信这些观点，并将它接受到我们的生命当中的时候。
And then we sit in the seat of scoffers and become like them.
然后我们就坐上了亵慢之人的座位，就变得和他们一样。
So it doesn't take much to get lost in life.
所以其实大家可以看出，从这一步一步的进展来看，其实我们并不需要花费很多力气，就坐上了亵慢之人的座位。
All you have to do is run out of fuel and drift away from God.
所以你所需要做的事情就是好像用尽燃料，就用尽自己的努力，靠自己，然后就从神面前离开。
So what can we do to keep from running out of fuel and drifting away?
所以我们可以做些什么来避免我们从神面前离开呢？
Well, verse 2 teaches us one of the methods we could use.
诗篇的第一篇第二节讲到了第一点，如何来避免，就是
The first act is to delight yourself in God's word.
第一点就是要喜爱上帝的话。
God and his word are not separate.
神和他的话语不可分割。
The Bible is God's word.
圣经就是神的话。
Hebrews says that God's word is alive and active.
希伯来文说圣经的话，神的话是永存的，是永活的，是鲜活的，是有生命力的。
And one of Jesus' names is the word made flesh.
耶稣有很多名号，他其中一个名号就是道成肉身。
When we read the Bible, we encounter the life of Jesus.
当我们读神的话的时候，我们就遇见了耶稣，遇见了神的话。
And we encounter the heart of God.
我们遇见了神的心肠。
This is a supernatural book.
这是一本超自然的、超有能力的书。
It's not like any other book that you've ever read.
它不像世界上的任何一本书。
Because this book is alive.
因为这本书它充满着生命。
It's alive when we don't read it just for information.
这本书不是为了让我们读以获得知识、获得信息而已。
It's alive when we read it because we want to change.
这是一本书，它拥有能力，当我们读它的时候，我们就能够被神的话所改变。
It's alive when we read it because we want relationship with God.
当我们读的时候，我们是愿意跟神有一个这样的一个关系。
We have to stop thinking that there's nothing left to learn from the Word of God.
切记我们每个人警醒的是我们常常可能一些经文查了很多遍，读了很多遍，总觉得没有什么可以学到新的东西，好像没有空间给神了。
You may have read this book from cover to cover.
你可能这本书从头到尾都已经读过几遍了。
But there's more.
但是神的话语是新鲜的，仍然有东西可以喂养你。
There's more for us to receive.
我们仍然可以获得新的东西。
First Corinthians 3:18 says.
哥林多前书三章十八节说。
Let no one deceive himself.
人不可自欺。
If anyone among you thinks that he is wise.
你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，
Let him become a fool that he may become wise.
倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。
The first way to stop drifting from God.
第一个可以避免从神的面前离开的方式，
is to delight ourselves in God's word.
就是让我们自己能够喜爱上神的话语。
And start a brand new relationship with God.
再次的更新跟神的关系。
That starts with us desiring to change.
让我们从有个盼望，有个盼望想要被神改变的这样的一个活泼的盼望。
Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you.
恳求圣灵来帮助我们。
Pray and say, Lord, what do you want to tell me today?
祷告并向神问说，主啊，你今天想要告诉我什么？
What do you want to show me today?
今天你要向我启示什么？
God will speak to you through this word.
神会通过他的话语来向你说话。
The second method to keep from drifting.
第二个方法可以避免从神离开的方式方法。
Is to get planted.
是植入，是生根建造。
The word of God says, He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that He does, He prospers.
诗篇第一篇第三节说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Fruit that is in season is good fruit.
当季的水果是很好，是最好的水果。
Right now, apples are in season.
我们现在这个季节就是苹果正在收获，所以苹果会非常的好吃。
You will have the most delicious apples during this season.
在一年当中，现在这个季节，可能你会吃到这一年当中最好吃的苹果。
Because that fruit is in season.
因为这个苹果是当季的。
Fruit is the result.Of a planted and well-nourished tree.
果实是一棵树，一棵被栽种的树，并且吸收所有它需要的养分所结出来的一个果实。
That is getting all that it needs.
它吸收了所有它需要的养分。
We notice from the word.
我们知道这一点，从神的话语当中知道这一点。
That the blessed man is planted in the heart of God.
蒙神祝福的人是一个在神里面生根建造的人。
planted in the word of God.
在神的话语上生根建造的人。
Planted in right relationship with God.
根植于跟神有一个正确的关系的人。
These are the streams of water.
这些就是溪水。
The nourishment of God.
就是从神而来的滋养。
He sits day and night in the presence of God.
他昼夜坐在神的面前。
Meditating on his word.
昼夜思想，默想他的话语。
He does not sit in the seat of scoffers.
他并没有坐在亵慢之人的座位上。
Scoffers are planted also.
亵慢之人也是被栽种的人。
But they are not planted by the streams of water.
但是他们并没有被栽在溪水旁。
Where you plant yourself matters.
你把自己栽在什么地方非常重要。
Because it determines the type of fruit you will bear.
因为它决定了你将会结出怎样的果实。
You can tell what you're planted in by what comes out of you.
你可以从你结出什么样的果实来判断，来分别你被栽在什么地方。
The kind of fruit that you bear.
通过你所结出的果实。
You can tell where someone's heart is by what comes out of them.
可以从一个人他的行事为人，他的话语可以看出他被栽在什么地方，有什么东西来喂养。
You can also tell how far you've drifted.
你也可以从此看出你已经
by what comes out of you.
偏离了多久，从神旁边离开了多远。
It's all about the kind of fruit that you bear.
都是从果子来辨别你的心。
We see this fruit in both our actions and in our words.
我们从你的话语和你的行为来辨别出你是被什么来喂养。
Luke 6:45 says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks."
路加福音我们刚刚有读的六章四十五节说。
This means that whatever is in your heart comes out of your mouth.
因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。因为你心里有什么，你就会说出来什么。
I know a man who I used to see every week.
我以前认识一个人，我每一周都会看见他。
That would complain about his life every time I saw him.
我每次见到他，他都会抱怨他的生活。
I almost hated to ask him how he was doing.
我甚至讨厌去问他最近生活怎么样。
Because I was scared that he would actually tell me.
因为我很害怕他会如实的、一五一十的告诉我。
And it was always negative.
而且他的描述总是负面的。
I would pray with him.
我会和他一起祷告。
But he had so much unbelief in his heart.
但是他心中有太多太多的不信。
That he was still negative after we prayed.
所以甚至当我们结束祷告之后，他仍然是负面的。
His heart was full of unbelief.
他的心已经被不信所充满。
And he was drifting far and far, further, farther and farther away from God.
所以他已经远远的离开神太远了。
There was a woman that came to me for prayer.
有一个女人来到我面前，要求我为她祷告。
Her back had been in terrible pain for weeks.
她的背痛了好几周了。
And as I began to pray for her, I heard the Lord speak to me.
当我为她祷告的时候，我听到神对我说。
He told me that she had unforgiveness in her heart.
神告诉我这个女人心中有一些不愿意原谅的地方。
So I asked her if there was anybody that she needed to forgive.
所以我就问她，你是不是有一些人你不愿意去原谅。
And she began to tell me about her ex-husband.
然后她就跟我谈起她的前夫。
There was so much pain in every one of her words.
所以在她的每一个字句当中，每一句话语当中，她都非常痛苦。
So much unforgiveness.
非常多的不愿饶恕。
I told her that she needed to forgive her husband before we could pray for her back.
所以我告诉她，当我们为她祷告之前，她必须去饶恕她的前夫。
So she forgave him, and then we began to pray.
然后她原谅了她的前夫，然后我们开始祷告。
Her back was healed instantly.
然后她的背立刻就被医治好了。
what was in her heart not only came out of her mouth, but it was causing her pain in her body.
她心中所充满的不仅仅会从她嘴里说出来，甚至会影响她的身体。
She had been drifting from God for weeks.
所以她离开神有好几个星期了。
Because of unforgiveness.
因为她心中不愿，她的不愿意去饶恕别人。
If you're bearing the fruit of unbelief,
如果你正在结不幸的果实，
or unforgiveness,
或者是不愿意饶恕，
pride,
骄傲，
control,
操纵，
hard-heartedness, or selfishness,
固执刚硬自私，
it's not okay.
那你就有问题了。
Because you're drifting farther and farther away from God.
因为你已经从神偏离开了。
And your body can reveal your heart as well as your words.
你的身体你口里所出的话都能反映出你心中充满着什么。
They show how much you're drifting.
他们会显示出你离开神偏离了有多远了，有多久了。
We need to be planted to resist drifting.
我们需要被耕种，被栽种在生根建造，以来避免从神面前离开。
The tree planted by the streams of water drinks from those streams.
栽种在溪水旁的那棵树，它从那些水里来喝水，来吸收养分。
When a tree is planted, it doesn't just get up and move wherever it wants.
当一个树被种下的时候，它不会自己就站起来，随意的想去哪儿就去哪儿。
It stays planted.
所以它会待在它被栽种的地方。
And this is a choice, a commitment.
这是我们可以做的一个选择。对神的委身。
If we want to resist drifting in this life,
如果我们在今生想要去避免从神面前离开的话，我们需要做这样的一个选择。
We have to stay planted in God's word.
我们需要被神跟踪在他的话语当中。
In God's presence.
根植在他的面前。
So we delight ourselves in God's word.
所以我们要昼夜喜爱，思想他的话语，喜爱他的话语。
We get planted.
我们被生根建
And we stay planted.
我们被栽种，然后我们生根建造，愿意待在我们被栽种的地方。
And then thirdly, we stay connected to the Spirit of God.
第三个方式就是我们需要与圣灵连接。
Galatians 5:16 says, But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
加拉太书5:16说我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
And then verses 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
5:22-23说到圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。温柔节制。
When Paul wrote these words, he was writing to a church that was drifting.
当保罗写这封书信的时候，他正在写他写这封信的收信人加拉太这个教会，就是正在远离神的一个教会。
There were false teachers that had come into the church.
当时那个教会已经有一些假的教师进入了教会。
They were teaching that the rules and traditions of Judaism were necessary to be truly saved.
那些假教师他所教导的就是有一些犹太人的传统，一些规矩，一些礼仪是必须要做的才能够得救。
They were adding to the simple gospel.
所以他们是在神的福音，神的大能上加了人的行为。
We're not saved by rituals.
我们并不是因为那些礼仪，那些宗教的仪式而得救。
We're not saved by rules and certain practices.
我们并不是被一些行为，一些人看得到的方式被得救。
We're saved by one thing and one thing only.
我们只被一样事实所得救，所拯救。
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
就是因耶稣基督的血，我们得救。
We're saved when we put our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
当我们愿意将我们的信放在耶稣所成就的事情上的时候，我们才能得救。
Paul says that if we want to follow the way of Jesus,
保罗曾经说，如果我们想跟从耶稣的话，
we have to walk in the Spirit of Jesus and stay connected to Him.
我们必须顺着圣灵而行。
Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you."
耶稣曾经说过，不是你们选择了我，而是我选择了你们。
And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
并且分派你们去结果子。
Paul describes what some of this fruit is like. Paul describes this fruit.
保罗描述了这样的果子是怎样的果子。
This fruit is love and joy and peace and patience.
就像加拉太书曾经说过的，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱，和平，善良，诚实等等。
But this fruit does not come without a cost.
但是这些果子不会自然而然就结出来，需要付出代价。
If you want to bear this good fruit, you have to walk in the Spirit and stay connected to Him.
所以如果你想结出圣灵所结的果子，那你必须要花代价来跟随耶稣。
So when we find ourselves running out of love, we shouldn't pray, God, give me more love.
当我们感觉自己已经没有爱人的心，没有爱神的心的时候，我们不应该祷告求神给我们更多的爱心。
We should pray, God, help me to walk in your spirit.
我们应该如此祷告说，圣灵啊，求你帮助我，求你帮助我来跟随你的带领。
Help me to surrender to your spirit.
愿意把自己来放在你的面前，向你来臣服。
If you don't have enough patience, or you feel like your heart is hard rather than kind,
如果你觉得你没有耐心，或者你觉得心固执刚硬的时候，
the issue is not that you need more fruit.
这个问题本身并不是说你需要更多的果实。
The issue is that you need more submission to the Holy Spirit.
问题的实质是你需要更多的顺服，向圣灵顺服。
When Jesus left this earth, he instructed his disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣离开门徒升天的时候，他嘱咐这些门徒说，你们要等候圣灵的来临。
He knew that the work that they were getting ready to do was going to require power.
耶稣深知道他想要让门徒去做的那些事情，传福音这些事需要从神而来的能力。
They needed the power of God.
他们需要神的能力。
There's no way that we can resist drifting from God without the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们如果想避免离开神的话，我们必须去依靠圣灵的能力。
Following Jesus is impossible unless we stay connected to the Holy Spirit.
如果我们不顺服，不跟随圣灵的话，我们来跟随耶稣根本就不可能。
I know of a woman who called her medical company.
我知道一个女人，她曾经打电话找她的这个保险公司。
Because her oxygen machine wasn't working at home.
因为她的氧气机家里的氧气机不工作了。
She was gasping for every breath because of a condition that she had.
因为这个问题，所以她每次呼吸她都在喘气，喘大气，很难受。
She had to wear an oxygen mask all the time.
她需要戴着那个氧气机那个口罩。
She thought the machine was broken.
她以为这个氧气机这个机器坏了。
So the company sent out a serviceman.
然后这个医疗公司就医疗器械公司就派出了一个工作人员到他家里。
This serviceman was a friend of mine.
然后这个工作人员是我的一个朋友。
He went into the woman's home to check out the problem.
然后他就到这个女人家里去检查到底是什么问题。
He found the machine and he saw that the machine was turned on.
他看到了那个机器，也知道这个机器被打开了。
It looked like it was supposed to be working.
看起来它应该是正常工作的状态。
But there was no oxygen coming out.
但是没有一个没有氧气出来。
So he went around the back of the machine.
所以他走到这个机器的背面。
And that's when he saw the problem.
然后他就看见了问题所在。
It wasn't plugged in.
所以这个可能是松了，电源没有被插上。
If we want to resist drifting away from God,
所以如果我们想避免从神面前离开的话，
we have to be planted and plugged in.
我们必须被栽种，被根植，并且跟圣灵连接。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的大能。
We need to hear God's voice.
我们需要听到神的声音。
We need to have a relationship with Jesus through His Word.
我们需要跟耶稣有一个正确的关系，通过来读他的话语。
So let's make a commitment today.
所以我们今天来做一个委身。
That we're not going to allow ourselves to drift from God.
所以我们需要做一个选择，我们不允许我们自己从神面前离开。
We're going to get excited about knowing Him through His Word.
我们应该为认识他而感到兴奋高兴。
We're going to stay planted in Him.
我们需要被深深的栽种他的栽种在他里面。
We're going to drink from the streams of living water.
我们需要从他的话语当中得滋养得喂养。
And stay connected to the Holy Spirit.
与圣灵相连接。
Because we want to produce the fruit of God.
因为我们想要结出神想让我们结出的果子。
Not just for us.
并不是为了我们。
But for everybody around us.
但是也是为了我们周围的人。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们感谢你。
That you've given us the key.
你给了我们这样的一个钥匙。
To keep from drifting away from you.
这样的一个钥匙，这样的一个方式，可以避免让我们从你面前离开，远离你。
We pray this week.
我们向你来祷告，在接下来的一周。
Renew a passion for your word.
更新我们，使我们心里重新有对你话语的热情。
In our hearts.
在我们的心里面，主求你兴起我们。
Help us to drink from this word.
帮助我们能够愿意去离开世界。
And to be fed by you. And to be fed by you.
能够成为你的粉丝。
We desire your Holy Spirit today.
我们恳求你，你的圣灵每天与我们同在。
Teach us by your spirit.
让圣灵来做我们每个人的老师。
We give you praise in Jesus' name.
我们将所有的荣耀赞美都归给你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.